Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do have one question because I got a text from Brian Rascona. And Brian Rascona had a run-in with Brett one time filling in for me or doing the overnights, whatever night it was. And he texted me, and I saw that he texted me, and I thought for a second he was going to go, yeah, I know, Brett, how do you deal with this guy every night? No, he agreed with him. He thinks I'm lying about my feelings towards the Mets. And here's my one question. I just want to ask a question to Mets fans. Like, honestly. Why do you need the New York Yankees, and specifically their fans, why do you need Yankee fans to hate the Mets? Like, I don't understand it. You got Evan saying that the Mets are the bigger rival over the Boston Red Sox for the Yankees. Like, you're full of crap. You hate the Mets. You know you do. Like, why? Why do I have to? Why isn't being a franchise run as well or better? A team on the field being as good or better. No, certainly not worse. As good or better. Why is that not enough? When you got Juan Soto, why wasn't that enough? Why do you need the Yankee fan to be devastated by it and to be pissed by it and to hate the Mets? Why does it bother you so if I say I don't hate the Mets? Because of your years of hatred of the Mets and you want to flip the script so badly that you can't tolerate that I'm not there yet? Go win the World Series. Let's have another Subway Series, beat the Yankees in 6, and I will hate you. I don't care about tests from Rascona. I don't care about positive Tommy. I don't care about my mailman. I don't care about my brother-in-law. I respect and love all of them. But I don't give a damn if they say to me, Mets are 20 games over 500. Where are the Yankees again? You know what I'll say? In first place. Congrats. Enjoy being in first place. Enjoy it. You've earned it. They're really good. The hell do I care? It's crazy to me. It's crazy. I don't understand. And there are a fair share, many Yankee fans who clearly, since the Juan Soto in particular, and always, like Ernie Acosta, I believe, the former producer of the Midday Show, of Joe and Evan. He's a Yankee fan who hates the Mets more than anybody else. I'll never understand it. I don't. I just don't. How you could hate the Mets more than the Astros or the Red Sox or the Tigers. Or even right now, the Dodgers. I don't understand it. And if I don't understand the Mets fans' need to either call me a liar or change my opinion. Like, why? Why do Yankee fans have to hate the Mets? Why is it so important? I don't understand. Enjoy that you have a freaking great baseball team and a franchise that's as well-run and well-funded as any in the sport. Including the New York Yankees. Yeah, good, Fleas. You got the super, super simple answer. What's the super simple answer?
It's because the Mets fan knows at minimum 99% of Yankees fans are lying about their feelings about the Mets.
It's not true.
Like, why? Ernie, I respect because he's honest that he despises the Mets and does not want them to win.
Right. Well, I mean, listen.
I do agree, especially for the purposes of you hosting a show. You don't want the Mets to be terrible because then they're off the radar, hard to talk about. You don't want that. You would prefer them in the middle.
No, I wouldn't. I honestly would not. Why would I prefer them in the middle? I'm glad they're good. I am. You don't think I went to playoff games. I sat right next to Positive Tommy as Scherzer was spitting the bit. I was there.
Even that, like the little condescension. Listen,
that in there.
And I don't think you despise the Mets as much as most Yankee fans do. So I don't think you're covering as much up. But we all know, like did win, that hate would go from 5 to 1,000. In the blink of an eye.
If they won without beating the Yankees, I honestly don't think so. Not for me. If they beat the Yankees, yes, 100%. They beat the Yankees in the World Series, 100%. Now it becomes a different thing. If they win the World Series, I don't think I'm going to hate them all that much. And I'll tell you this right now. If it's Yankees, I pick the American League team. Mets. If it is Mets, Red Sox, Mets, Tigers, Mets, Astros, maybe if it's the Mariners or something, I don't know. But if it's Mets, Red Sox, if you think I'm rooting for the Red Sox, you're crazy.
What I will say to give credit to you, I know you, I believe you when you say that. There are Yankee fans who, if it was Mets, Red Sox, they would say they're rooting for the Mets, and secretly, they're rooting for the Red Sox because they don't want to deal with the Mets fans in their lives. You're not one of them.
I can't imagine.
But they exist, and they're the majority.
What happens? I mean, like, do your friends waterboard you? Like, what exactly happens? They talk trash to you. Okay, so what? The same kids, you know, who called me, you know, stupid and fat my entire childhood. Now I can't deal with them saying, ha ha, the Mets are better. I don't care. Like, you have friends. We bust each other's balls about everything. Everything. That's what we do. All we do, I have a group chat with the same like 8 kids that I grew up with in high school. Every other tweet is an insult towards someone in the chat.
But as a Yankee fan, you've been holding the Trump card your entire life. And if that goes away, you will not like it.
I don't want to lose the Trump card. I'll give you that. I don't want to lose the Trump
card. Is it still fun talking to Red Sox fans as it was in the 90s? After 04 and then they won a couple more?
I guess not. I don't remember. It was 20 years ago. I know that right now I still think the Yankees are a better franchise than the Red Sox are, despite you can go back 20 years and count championships.
But it doesn't matter to the Red Sox fan because they beat you en route to their first one, and they've won more since. So in their minds, the rivalry is kind of over. So you can't hold anything over them anymore.
I know, but
regardless of what you believe.
That's true.
And the Yankee fan doesn't want to lose that with the Mets, too. Listen, big brother, when you're playing 1-on-1 to 11, you want your little brother to score 3 points. You don't want him to beat you.
Oh, nobody wants anybody to beat me, of course. I don't want him to beat me.
But especially him.
I don't view it that way. I honestly don't. I don't want to lose to them. Don't get me wrong. And maybe if it's maybe because I don't view one season as some sort of alter. I guess if the Mets are the team in town for the next decade and win 4 or 5 championships and the Yankees are, you know, floundering, I'm open to my mind being changed. But even if the Mets win this World Series this year and the Yankees lose to because it can't be in the World Series because that would obviously piss me off. Say the Yankees lose to the Texas Rangers. I don't know. The Yankees lose to the Detroit Tigers, right? The best team in the American League right now. If the Yankees lose to the Tigers and then the Mets win the World Series, one, during the World Series, you bet your ass I am rooting for the Mets over the Detroit Tigers. I promise you that. And then even if the Mets win the World Series, I'm not going to have some fundamental feeling of now they're big brother. I still won't. It's one championship. I've seen 5 in my lifetime. It's one. Congratulations. You got to show me again you'll be back here again next year and the year after that. I have every confidence with how they're being run that that will be the case. But until it happens, and again, why do we get so hung up on what our friends will say or what our coworkers will say or what the guy down the street will say? Does that really impact your life that much? Because I got to be honest with you. If it does, you got to calm down. That's the least of my worries. The least of my worries is what my brother-in-law is going to say when I see him on Father's Day. Like, that's the least of my worries. I don't care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.